Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right, in the studio now, we've got a super guest, and that's Richard Noel from the Great White Bike. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon,
Richard.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you again. Thank you for having me back.
It's a pleasure to have you back. Now, you're going to tell us all about the Great White Bike.
I am indeed. So,
when is it to start with?
It's the 7th and 8th of September.
Right.
It's at the same venue last year, the lovely Northwood House in Cowes.
Oh, brilliant, isn't it?
It's a fantastic spot. And it's obviously, you know, Cowes has become quite a foodie destination.
It has.
More restaurants popping up and, you know, it's really exciting, I think, just generally what's happening on the island with the food scene. And there's a lot of young, talented chefs, and you know, I think you know one of the reasons that the Great White Bite exists is because we want to be shouting about the Isle of Wight and all the producers and all the chefs and getting people to come on holiday here. And you know, people choose mini breaks and their travel plans based around their sort of passion points, and everyone loves food, don't they?
We
all like to eat.
And you're talking about chefs. You've got local chefs, or do you have chefs from the mainland you've imported?
No, we are all about championing the local chefs. We've got a little bit of obviously had Hugh Felley Whittingstall last year.
All right.
So we've got a chap this year called Gennaro Contaldo.
So, say that again.
Gennaro Contaldo.
I can't say I've ever heard of
that's the first bit. So he is he's on Saturday Morning Kitchen quite a lot with Matt Tabbert. He is Jamie Oliver's mentor. He taught Jamie Oliver how to cook, everything Jamie knows about cooking. He's done stuff with Antonio Carluccio, who's not with us anymore. So he's a little bit
of... He was the mushroom man, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah. The Two Greedy Italians. So he's on TV, he's written loads of cookbooks, and he's coming over, and he'll be in the chef's stage and in the little chef's den cookery school. But no, it's really all about putting the local island chefs front and centre and really giving them an opportunity to stand up and do a demo, talk to everyone about what they're up to at their respective restaurants and giving them a platform to promote themselves. So we'll have people, obviously Robert Thompson, Matt Egan, who's now moved to a restaurant called The House in Cowes. Adam Fendyke is up in Ventnor at TZ True Food Kitchen. So we'll have some of the ones who joined us last year, and we had a great turnout last year. We had about 10 or 11 of the local chefs standing up on stage and having some fun. So we're getting in contact with all of them again at the moment, and looking forward to having them involved.
And of course, you did mention local produce. You're going to have stands of those sort of people around as well?
Yeah, certainly. We had about 60 stands last year, so we've got room for about 20 or so more. And we were joined by a lot of the usual suspects, the Brittlesfords and the Isle of Wight Tomatoes and the Garlic Farms, but then the Barnacle Brothers, who produced lovely artisan rum, Isle of Wight gin, Not Mermaid is another one as well, it's handcrafted gin. So it's all about supporting the local producers, whether you grow it, whether you brew it, distill it, put it in a jar, or churn it into something amazing.
Do you have meats and stuff like that as well?
We do have some meats. So my wife, we're a husband and wife team. Her job is signing all the stands and getting them on board. So there'll be a complete cross section. There'll be seafood, there'll be vegetarian, there'll be something for carnivores, something for people with a sweet tooth as well. So we'll try and invite everybody.
Cheese?
Of course there'll be cheese. I love cheese. I could eat cheese for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So could I. Yeah, I love cheese.
Exactly, yeah. So we're very excited.
So holding it at Northwood House is very handy for people from the mainland as well to come and take a day trip.
It is, totally. And we've got Red Funnel, who'll be helping us out with a little bit of travel, and they're one of our sponsors this year. You know, we want people to come across the mainland. I think last year we had about 6,000 people join the festival, just under. First year, we were really happy. So hopefully the word has got out there a bit more now. But Yeah, so if we can get people coming across, booking those little foodie mini breaks and coming for the weekend, or just copping on the red jet from Southampton for the day, that all brings money into the island and the local economy. If someone's coming here for a couple of days, they're going to stay at a B&B or go camping and go off and see other things on the island.
Yeah.
Which makes us really happy.
So when is it again?
It's Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of September.
Mm-hmm. And are there any tickets?
Do you have to buy a ticket? I'm afraid we do. As much, if I had millions in the bank,
I'd... No, I mean, do you have to buy a ticket online or do you get
online.
It on the door?
Online. So we do both. So, so you can buy tickets for our website, greatwhitebite.co.uk. They're £11.50.
That's not bad.
It's not bad for a whole day's entertainment. So you've got the chef's demo stage. It'll be hosted by Chris Bavin. Then we've got a masterclass tent, which is designed for sort of smaller artists and producers to stand up and talk about their craft and their skill and what they do.
Yeah.
Then we've got the little chef's den, and that was an absolute stormer last year. That was fully booked, and that's run by Ben and Holly Cook, from Little Gloucester Cookery School. So we have sort of four kids' classes, and we're introducing some adult cooking classes this year as well.
Right.
So you can book that. That's additional to your ticket. So we're just working out price at the moment, but you know, I think it was £15 last year for a kids' cooking course, and they get an apron, branded apron. They get a little finger guard and a certificate as well to plonk on their fridge at home.
Think they'd need a finger guard, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, some of the mums, I mean, we have lots of helpers, and we're really careful, so they're not walking around with huge, great carving knives and all sorts of other things.
So is a lot of this undercover? I know you're out in the sort of the park area of Dorthwood, so it's in tents and marquees and things.
Well, yeah, mostly. We've got tents and marquee structures. I mean, last year, if I cast my mind back, I'm looking out the window now. There is some sunshine, but look, yeah. So it was a heat wave on the Saturday. It was boiling hot, about 35 degrees. Hugh Furley Whittingstall was dripping as he was running round from one stage to another. Little sort of funny story last year. So we have to have an incident book, a log book for anything that goes wrong. And at one, so Hugh Fellney Whittingstall was in the little chef's den and he went to pull out a baking tray, didn't realise it was hot, pulled this tray out, obviously burnt himself.
Ow.
He's on a microphone, let out an expletive. Everyone rolls around with laughter, all little kids are all chuckling. So that had to go in the incident book. Chris Bavin, who is our sort of host and other sort of foodie presenter and what have you, and he lost his child. So our incident book last year had two things in it. Hugh Fairley Whittingstall and Chris Bavin, our two celebrities. The only people who made it in. I should have framed it. Should have got to sign it, shouldn't I?
Did he find the child?
He did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I think it only lasted about 5 minutes.
He hadn't been cooked or anything?
No, hadn't been cooked, hadn't gone anywhere. I think just as children do, they just sort of nip around, don't they?
They wander off.
You take your eye off them for a minute. Yes, so everything's under... So all these marquees and tents and things are undercover. And so we're introducing some adult cooking classes. We're also bringing in a drinks element this year. So there's a lovely, lovely lady called Helena Nicklin, who is a drinks writer and broadcaster who lives in Gurnard. And she writes for The Sun and The Mail and does stuff on Amazon TV. She's called The Wine Bird is her sort of show. So she's going to be up on stage, and when the chefs are cooking their dishes, their monkfishes or their lambs or whatever they're doing, she'll be sort of there rattling around a few glasses and talking about how to pair wines or cocktail masterclasses.
That's a good idea.
So that helps us bring in all the drinks producers, the distillers and brewers and the craft. So that's a nice little build that we're adding for this year as well.
It takes a lot of organising, doesn't it?
Well, sure it does, plus all the food hygiene certificates and everything else that's got to go into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork. That's all fine. We know we need to do that. But yeah, this time of year is a fun time of year because, yes, you are doing all your boring admin to make people happy.
It has to be done.
Yeah, it's just life, isn't it? But it's all, we're also coming up with all our ideas and we're going to all these lovely stands and what have you and roping them in to get them involved. And, we want everyone to do well. We want everyone to, to be... It's about championing every part of the island's food and drink scene across the whole.
So just give us those contact details again, when it is and how much.
No problem. It's the Great White Bite will be taking place on Saturday the 7th, Sunday the 8th of September at Northwood House in Cowes. Doors open at 10:30 on both days. Saturday finishes at 9:30. We're also introducing a half-day ticket on Saturday for, I think, £6. Don't maybe quote me on that. Yes, it is. So for people who, a lot of people on Saturday, for example, are running around taking the kids swimming, yeah, or they might be working Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So you could buy a half ticket. You could turn up at sort of 4:30 and get the second half of the day.
It's a good idea.
So yeah, and then Sunday is it's 10:30 through to 6:30. So, and yeah, tickets are available now on the greatwhitebite.co.uk website. You can get them on the door. We'd obviously encourage people. It'll be the same price. We can't afford to. We can't be bothered to have lots of change and things like that, exactly. But try and buy them in advance. Tell your friends. We've got fantastic live music across the weekend as well. Ooh. So
who have you got? Have you decided yet?
Our main band for Saturday night is Ultimate Elton Tribute.
Right.
And he actually looks like Elton John. He calls himself, when he comes on stage, he calls himself Reg. He's actually, his real name's Paul. But you have to refer to him as Reg when he gets on the stage, obviously. The Elton connections. So he'll be our big sort of star performer on Saturday night. And then we've got lots of bands across the weekend, some solo artists to sort of 3-4 piece. So again, we're just firming all that up at the moment. So I can come back in a few months' time and
please do,
and tell you a little bit more when we've finalised.
Yes, please do, be very welcome.
Fantastic. No, it's great to come in and chat and tell all your listeners about what's going on.
Yeah.
And the other thing is to finally mention as well, if I may, is that our charity this year will be the Isle of Wight Food Bank.
Oh, right.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so
it ties in, doesn't it?
It ties in really well, and you know, we're all aware that, you know, over the last few years, everyone's, you know, pennies don't go as far as they have been. Cost of everything's been going up, whether that's food or the heating or putting some petrol in your car or what have you. So we'll be supporting them, and we'll be looking at. So we've got a donate button on our website. So if you want to buy a ticket and then add a pound or something to help, because the Isle of Wight Food Bank, they obviously need sort of canned and tinned foods and pastas and toiletries and other things. So you can donate physically with food. You can donate with a pound here or there. But I think over the last year or so, they've delivered about 7,000 food parcels.
That's not bad, is it? So will you have a collection point on?
We will be having a collection point. So if you want to turn up with a tin of beans in your back pocket and drop it in, you can do. If you want to drop a pound in the collection point, if you want to volunteer, that's the other thing they need as well. They need people to help deliver these parcels, collate all the food, package them all up and things like that. So on the chef stage at lunchtime, we're going to be doing a mystery, an Isle of Wight Food Bank challenge. We'll have two local chefs. Don't know who I've roped them in yet. Who they might be, but we'll be unveiling a mystery box.
Oh, right.
Of ingredients, so they can put all the zhuzhi ingredients to one side.
A bit like Ready Steady Cook.
Exactly, yeah. And we'll be issuing them a challenge to cook something
edible.
Yeah, well, hopefully that'll be good. No, I'm sure they will. But it's just little ways of how we can raise awareness.
Yeah.
And if we can help a little bit. To help the Isle of Wight Food Bank, we'll be really, really happy.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll talk to you again later in the year.
Fantastic, it's been an absolute pleasure, thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.